Welcome to the At the Eyepiece Show. This is an astronomy-based podcast that is devoted to discussing astronomical equipment, stargazing tips, observing reports, and equipment reviews. We don't focus on the science of astronomy. There are plenty of shows that do that. The focus of At the Eyepiece is the visual observers, those backyard stargazers that enjoy taking their telescopes under the stars, and those individuals wishing to join our ranks. After all, what matters to stargazers is what's at the eyepiece.
Oh, hello out there, my fellow backyard stargazers, and welcome to this episode of At the Eyepiece. This is episode number 2. Didn't quite get it squeezed in there in February, but being the recording's only on the 2nd of March, hey, that's close enough for me. I want to welcome you to this episode of At the Eyepiece. I want to make sure that you are checking out the previous episodes. Hey, we had a great guest on Professor Billy Hicks. And he was talking about outreach. He was talking about the Space Foundation. He was talking about the wondrous outreach that he does and engaging our youth in science, which is so very, very important. So I sure hope you enjoy that episode. And, of course, you're joining me here for this episode. Our main topic tonight is going to be Jupiter and very favorable conditions for a number of shadow transits coming up in March. But first, as we always like to do, let's talk about some astronomical observing equipment and such that has been out there. Now, these are going back a little bit, but here, let's go ahead and share a few of these. Now, the Revolution Imager. This was a video camera that came out by Orange County Telescopes out there in California. And it really has taken off. Hats off to them for a great, great product. What makes their product so wonderful is they kind of included everything you need. You have your camera, the adapter, you have the 7-inch screen, you have a remote control. Got everything ready to go. Well, a couple of other companies out there are jumping on that bandwagon, and Mellencamp has also released their Micro Series Complete Observing Kit. That is a 7-inch monitor, 0.5 focal reducer, NRS4 85 computer control cable ready. Basically everything that you need ready to go for going ahead and enjoying electronically assisted observing. That kit is ready to go and is currently shipping, currently at $249.99. Now they also, a little bit higher-end product. Maybe not higher-end, but certainly a different product. Rather than analog video, their SkyRaider Netbook Kit includes a USB cable, or a USB camera, rather, 1.2 megapixel. You can get it in either color or monochrome. This sensor, or this camera, also has a guide port on it ready to go for you if you wanted to go ahead and diversify and get into astrophotography perhaps. You can go ahead and use this system for a guide camera. Now the camera specs, again, it's USB, so it's just straight digital, 1280 by 960 resolution and 640 by 480 in a binning mode. Very small pixels, so it's very good for going ahead and doing lunar as well as planetary and solar astrophotography. The exposure times are up to 13 minutes and 30 seconds, and again, includes a USB cable, basically everything that you need to go. And the netbook doesn't sound too bad either. The netbook's ready to go with the Windows 10 and a HDMI output. So you can go ahead and control your camera with the netbook as well as output that to an HDMI TV if you wish. So a lot of great things coming there from Mellencamp, and of course, continuing with the Revolution Imager and the wonderful starter kit that they kind of initiated there. QHY5 series USB camera is slotted to be released pretty soon. 130 frames per second at full resolution, 1/3 inch with a 50 millimeter can capture down in magnitude 9 stars. Now, of course, USB 3 seems like that's going to be the standard very much so. A lot of manufacturers are coming out with cameras for that. Now, another device here from QHY is their QHY Polar camera. This device essentially goes into the polar axis of your existing telescope, and it uses digital camera to image and get the correct orientation for essentially where you need to adjust your mount for accurate polar alignment. I've seen a number of reviews online for this device, and they are very, very favorable. So if you're looking, if you don't have a permanent setup for your scope, and each and every time you need to go ahead and set it up and get accurate polar align, well, that might be the way to go with you for that device. And once again, that is the Polemaster by QHY. You can find out more information, head on over to QHYCCD.com. Now, also from Mellencam, the Skywriter DS 2.3 Plus. This is a video imager auto guider. It's the newest along their Skywriter family of astronomical cameras. It has a 2.3 effective megapixel ceramic CMOS sensor, and it is larger than a half inch sensor type with 13.4 diagonally. So very, very good. Now, in addition, it's not the older technology the XU had. It's actually an improved version called the XMORE sensor, specifically improved for sensitivity in the infrared region. Pixels are 5.86, so a good balance of pixel size there. It is USB 3. And let's see if we can pick up any other 2.3 megapixel CMOS sensor. And that gives you an effective pixel size of 1920 by 1200. That means it's full HD, by the way. It is progressive scan and includes pretty much everything that you need to go, at least with the USB camera and the software. Now, it also has a standard ST4 guide port on there as well. So you can get a very nice guide camera if you want. Now, this is $899 currently as of March 31st. That's the introductory price. As of March 31st, it goes up to the $959.99 production price from that moment on. And once again, that is from Mellencam. Now, this next piece of hardware here is, this should catch your attention. This is Daystar's 80mm ED APO Quark Hydrogen Alpha Filter Bundle. This is an 80mm F6 scope with their Chromosphere version, or Prominence version if you wish, with an 80mm F6 scope. Everything that you need to do, folks, to get into Hydrogen Alpha observing in an 80mm size. Guess what? This package is $14.95. $14.95, man. Daystar's doing it again with the Quark. I had a great time talking about the Quark up at the Nashville Astronomy Club. Well, it's actually the Bernard Seaford Astronomical Society. I want to thank them for letting me come up there and talk about the Quark. It was a lot of fun. And, of course, this package here should really catch your attention. If you're gearing up for the 2017 solar eclipse, or you just want to go ahead and get into Hydrogen Alpha observing, well, folks, you can't go wrong with this particular package. Plus, the other thing you got to think about, versatility, versatility, versatility. You have an 80mm F6 scope as well here. You can use for daytime as well as get the white light filter, check out sunspots, and guess what? Quark also has their calcium H filter. You can pop on there and catch the calcium H band as well. So lots of great, great things coming up from Daystar Instruments. Hats off to them as well. Now, let's go ahead and share a little bit of, I've been talking so much. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know I'm a big fan of NightSkiesNetwork.com. NightSkiesNetwork.com is a place that I go every opportunity that I can to go ahead and broadcast the night sky and do what I call electronically assisted observing and sharing that view with others. Well, right now, that site is in kind of a transition. The owner of that site, NightSkiesNetwork.com, is revamping the site, making improvements, etc. So as of the airing of this episode, it's not up yet. So I do want to remind everyone that NightSkiesNetwork.com is getting revamped, some improvements, and hopefully we will have that back in the mix for us to go ahead and enjoy a variety of astronomical equipment and cameras, etc. If you are a Mellencam fan, you might want to go ahead and continue to check out their site. It was kind of a nasty little breakup, to be honest with you here, but nightskiesnetwork.ca is their specific website with the same look and feel as it was before. And I have a feeling that, let's be honest, I think, and this is, of course, only my opinion, complete speculation. I don't have any inside track here for anything, but with the introduction of these Revolution Imagers, with the ATIC Infinity being an excellent camera out there, with the Starlight Express Ultrastar doing some great things out there, with my lowly Lodestar X2 for, 2 years now, with that free software, Lodestar Live, has just been doing some fantastic, fantastic broadcasts. And, well, I think Mellencam felt a little bit of the pressure and decided to kind of go off and do their own setup where their own cameras can go ahead and be promoted. So you can still do that on nightskiesnetwork.ca for Canada. And we are certainly looking forward to the nightskiesnetwork.com. Again, this is all my opinion of what's going on. But that's what would make kind of sense, in my opinion, there for that. So looking forward to nightskiesnetwork.com getting back. In the meantime, lots of folks have been going ahead on YouTube and doing live broadcasts using the YouTube Live. And I have as well. So if you want to go ahead and check out some of that, you can go to @TheEyePiece on YouTube and check out some of our live broadcasts here. I want to go ahead and make one announcement too. You have a fantastic festival coming up. Now, obviously, you got NEEF coming up here in 2016. You have right around the corner, NEEF 2016. That's going to be April 9th? Let's see here. Let me make sure I'm getting the right days here. That's the Forum Imaging Conference. There we go. Yes, the 9th and the 10th. I have so many things going on right now. I was looking at 100% being able to attend this event this year. That is fastly dropping to maybe 50% right now. But we'll see. But there's another event coming up that I wanted to go ahead and make sure you have on your radar. If you head on over to solarfestusa.com, find out more information. This is going to be the inaugural event, August 22nd through the 27th. If you are interested in solar observing, if you are interested in hydrogen alpha, if you're interested in white light, if you're interested in eclipses, this is going to be an event for you. This is 1 year prior to the great 27 American eclipse, by the way. And this event is going to be pretty much sponsored by Daystar Instruments. You're going to have the opportunity to visit their facility with a number of other things that they have planned, but what a great week of events. You're going to have talks from professional astronomers. You're going to have talks from advanced amateurs. You're just going to have a week full of fantastic, fantastic stuff. I'm going to go ahead and have a future episode dedicated to this event as it gets a little bit closer. Maybe even a special guest to come on board and talk about it as well. But if you want more information, head on over to solarfestusa.com. I am definitely going to be there for that event, so I hope to see you as well. It'd be a lot of fun. All right, so now let's get into our main topic of tonight's episode, which is Jupiter. I have a special place in my heart for Jupiter because it was the first object that really hooked me on astronomy. It was back in 1986. Teacher took us out to the hilltops of Western Maryland. We were going out there to check out Halley's Comet. Well, Halley's Comet wasn't very exciting. I think for the large part, anybody who's been in astronomy, especially back then, that particular appearance, at least for Northern Hemisphere folks, really kind of fizzled out. But there was a star on the western horizon, a star-like object at least, as much as I knew about it. He turned the telescope to there and popped in the eyepiece, and I took a look, and I was blown away. Here I am looking at another planet. He's sitting there and he's describing those bands. I'm seeing a north equatorial belt, south equatorial belt. And I'm just pondering, I can't believe I'm sitting here looking at clouds on another planet. And then I notice the little star-like objects in a nice little neat line, all in line with the cloud bands. Well, those weren't stars at all, but moons. Well, I tell you, that hooked me, folks, from that moment on. And I've been, well, frankly, I've been trying to get people hooked on astronomy ever since then with my own efforts. And I got news for you. Right now, this time of year, March, you've got some fantastic events coming up. Because one of the coolest things to go ahead and observe on Jupiter is not only the coolness of Jupiter with its cloud bands, with its normal dance of the Galilean moons, but sometimes you get to see a shadow of those moons on Jupiter. In fact, it was just a couple of nights ago. It had to have been at February 26th, I think, where I was broadcasting live, and I got to share Io shadow transit on Jupiter live on YouTube. That was a great, great thing to do. You have a number of favorable double transits this year to go ahead and catch for North America. Now, this isn't just one shadow on Jupiter. This is two shadows on Jupiter. And it is just an amazing, amazing thing to watch, folks. And I tell you, when you show somebody Jupiter and then you get them to see that type of shadow transit, how can you not help but be absolutely fascinated and hooked on astronomy from that moment on? Now, the great thing is, with Jupiter, to see its normal cloud bands, you really only need something like a pair of binoculars, a steady hand. A pair of binoculars will show you Jupiter, its great, or its north equatorial belt, its south equatorial belt. Now, you'll also be able to see the four Galilean moons, but you're not going to be able to make out the shadow transits without a decent-sized telescope. So let's talk about some of the favorable double shadow transits coming up for Jupiter. Now, these are all in universal time. If you need help on finding out what universal time is, just do a quick Google search. Universal time for your local area, boom. You'll be able to figure that out. This is much easier for folks that are listening either West Coast or East Coast, frankly. So, let's go ahead and cover. So, March 4th, you have a Europa and Io double shadow transit. So, that's right around the corner. This occurs 11:32 to 12:38 Universal Time. On the 8th, well, guess what? It's Io and Europa again. From 12:28 That's 0028 to 0156 Universal Time. March 15th, Io in Europa again at 0221 to 0434 Universal Time. March 22nd, guess what? Io in Europa yet again at 0423 to 0710 Universal Time. Now we jump into March 29th, Io in Europa from 0700 to 824 Universal Time. And we get into a little bit in April and then one in May. April 5th, Io in Europa again, 936 to 1017 Universal Time. April 12th, Io in Europa, 1211 to 1214 Universal Time. And this is May 7th, Io in Callisto, 0438 to 0544 Universal Time. Now, if that wasn't enough with double shadow transits, I'm going to go ahead and share with you a couple of favorable great red spot transits that is also occurring at or around the same time frame as some of these double shadow transits. So on 3/8, that's March 8th at 0225 Universal Time, great red spot transit. At 0315 at 0310 Universal Time. On the 22nd at 0355 Universal Time. And on the 29th of March at 0441 Universal Time. Now, these are times when the Great Red Spot should be mid-transit at those times. Now, for example, for me in my central time zone, on the 7th at 8:25 p.m., on March 14th at 9:10 p.m., on March 21st at 9:55 p.m., and on March 28th at 10:41 p.m. So, as you can see, March is going to be a busy time for the largest planet in our solar system. So make sure you get out there and you plan and you keep your fingers crossed for some clear skies for any of these wonderful Jupiter events. Now, for most of these dates and for more information, head on over to Universe Today. David Dickinson put together a fantastic article. He put it out on the 23rd of February. Double shadow transit season for the Jovian moons begins. Once again, that is from Universe Today. So make sure you get on out and you observe these, and be sure to go ahead and check out our YouTube channel at the Eyepiece, because hey, you never know, we might just be broadcasting these live.
Thank you for listening to this episode of At the Eyepiece. If you would like to participate in a future show as a featured guest, or perhaps you have suggestions for future show topics, send me an email.
So thanks for
at theeyepiece@gmail.com. Check out our blog at theeyepiece.blogspot.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just put in a search for At the Eyepiece. I'd like to thank George Wood for his bumper and exit music. This is 8-Bit Chunky, and we obtained that from PodSafeAudio.com. So here's wishing all of you plenty of clear skies so that we can all talk about it next time at the Eyepiece.